Living without fears, this is Aratima. Being a human being comes with fear. Fear of accident, fear of losing loved ones, fear of disease, fear of being fired from work, fear of earthquakes, fear of this and that, fear of being not loved, fear of death. And everything that a human does is really about avoiding all these horrible things that could happen. Now, once we become more conscious, we choose to be responding from a place of love. But that doesn't come quite easily because the entire upbringing and how the world functions is from a place of fear. Our entire upbringing is motivated by not getting punished by our parents, by following the laws, and fear is basically what keeps us in line. That's the majority of what makes people conform most of the time. And in that sense, we are used to being tuned into that vibration. It resides in us. It's deep in the cells because we know that the body is vulnerable and that we can experience pain caused by life, inflicted by others, by situations, objects, etc. But really, is it necessary to actually live from a place of fear? When I, long time ago, was in the Bahamas and I lived there as a teenager, and I think I was 17 or 18, I was on a boat for a while and we were anchoring, or had thrown anchor before an island that doesn't have a dock. So it was the mail boat that would bring the food and all kinds of, you know, supplies to that island. And they had to put everything into a small dinghy, a small boat, and then bring it to shore. So this was quite an operation, and that's how things were. And I was going to stay on the boat because I was going to go further south. And it was a pretty big metal boat, and I decided at some point to jump overboard into the ocean. And as you know, there are sharks in the Bahamas, and I knew that the sharks are quite well fed. There's a tremendous amount of fish that live in the Bahamian waters, and so I was educated in behaviors of the ocean there. But as I jumped overboard that day, and I found myself in my goggles and snorkel, suddenly there was a pretty big shark, about twice my size, just swimming right there, right by me. I remember that my vision is very small because when you have goggles on, you don't see that, you know, much. You don't see to the right and to the left. So I kept my eyes on the shark. And I remember that there was no fear. I remember that very distinctly. I also knew that I couldn't go anywhere because getting back to the boat was too far. And also the boat is very high. So I had to first ask for like a corded ladder to be thrown overboard for me to kind of climb back up. And very distinctly, I do remember there was no fear. There was utter, pure attention. Time stood still. I was completely aware and focusing, paying attention of what was going to happen and what not. It was like I was just present. And there were other situations like that where fear just wasn't there. I was also in the Bahamas when I was in a small airplane, and they occasionally do fall down from the sky. This is a fact that Bahamians sometimes forget to fuel them, or at least that's the way it was in the 70s, in the late 70s. And being on board of one of the airplanes, we had to do an emergency landing. Wasn't sure if that's going to be an emergency landing or what's going to happen, but we just kept coming closer very rapidly towards the bush, and we actually did an emergency landing, and a pretty rough one. And I remember that we weren't told the details or nothing as we were in the air. We were just going there, and I remember I didn't have fear. I was extremely present. Again, there was just this incredible presence, being with what is. And there were other situations like that that I had to encounter in my life. And each time I learned that fear was actually something that only comes when there's the luxury of time, when there's actually nothing really happening. It's something that gets produced by fantasizing about a possible situation that could happen. But when something really happens and it's really happening, it's a grounded situation, it's right there, it's happening. There is no movement in the mind to cause potential scenarios because all of what you are, your entire awareness, is locked onto the situation to bring about your most genius response to it, to you paying attention. It's just probably the way a race car driver is driving really over 300 kilometers an hour into the curves and through all the different cars and paying attention really strongly so that the best job is done and very skillfully maneuvers the car through the situation. There is no time to think. So how do we live with fears, or rather how do we live without fears, is to be very present, to be really here and now. And when you notice that there are fears, there's anxieties, you actually are at a moment of tremendous safety. You're quite safe because there's nothing happening. It's all happening in the mind. It is only in the fantasy and the imagination that bad things are happening. And in that sense, you are actually safe, because when something really truly horrible happens, you will be responding in the way that you can, the best way you can. And often we have resources that suddenly open up that we didn't know existed. So it helps to know that when you have fears, that you're actually okay, and that they're only happening in your mind. Of course, in the body you can feel it, because body is mind as well. It's the unconscious part of the mind. And to trust that your higher self, your inner ingenuity, your essence of who you are, is actually capable of taking care of yourself. Of course, the mind is always scared and brings up fears because it only repeats things from the past, and it doesn't really know what to do in a possible future scenario, because mind is all past. It does recycle the files from the past. And as we know, life is always new and fresh and very creative and will never repeat anything that existed before. Just like every baby that's born has a different fingerprint, life is so creative that we kind of know that. That's why we get scared if we want to control life. It's actually a sign that we want to control life. When you have fears, you work with that. Don't buy into the fear, and know that in that moment you are just trying to control life because you are stuck in the mind in that moment. You're caught in the mind. And that's also past. It's a pattern. So don't make the fear real. Don't follow it. Don't try to listen to that fear. And simply just notice what you need to do from deep within your heart. There's a deep knowing that takes care of you, that's not necessarily driven by adrenaline. There's a deeper intelligence that you learn from the society, from the parents, what to do and what not to do, that helps you to maneuver through life very safely. Information is available, and we ask questions to do the best we can. And then to trust and surrender, and also trusting that we get alerted or have insights, inspirations, dreams, meet people, hear something that keeps us safe. Having that attitude increases the chances of having your vibration more elevated and bringing better things about. So if there's fears, remember it's just a repulsion to some thought, an idea, it's a pattern. It has three more corners, it's part of the square. That if you have fear of something, find the rest of corners, the other three, and collapse it. And collapse it, and more and more. There are the personal fears and there are the collective fears. So many of the things are just fears that we all share because we're on the same planet with the same history and the same vibratory fields, morphic fields that we buy into or find ourselves in. So we want to shift out of that simply by being in the core and not buying really into the fears too much. It is much better to cultivate love, being in the core, because living from love is much safer than following fear and trying to protect oneself. Love is safe. Love is taking care of you. Love is connectedness. Love is supporting life And that is what we are looking for. So in that sense, it is possible to live without fears. And it is a shift on the planet to move away from fear-based living to truly love-based living. So just notice when fears arise, and you can start making your list in the work section about how to approach things that are a little scary for you, and use your process material, and also be kind to yourself, and just notice where you are limiting yourself and listening to the mind, where it's really not necessary because there's no reason to fear. So welcome to living with more grace and light and love, away from the heavy and very contracting vibration of fear.